everything. We don't need that.
What's that? What is all the hatred of the world because of? What do you think? Why is it?
Well, besides Joe Biden. Besides Joe Biden.
Well, let's be honest. Trump ain't much better.
I'll take him over.
Politics are of the kingdom of Satan, this world.
I think everything ran a little bit better under that administration.
Yeah. Did you get a gospel card?
I did.
Did you give him a gospel card, brother?
Yes.
Take one of mine. We each have a website, but we teach the same things, but we both teach, or we both share the truth. You got to come out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus. See, Jesus calls us out separate from the world, and if we're like the world, I used to be a partier, and I used to do all kinds of things, and guess what? God's word showed me. Friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. That word friendship means if you're fond of. If I used to be fond of the NFL, I used to be fond of drinking, I used to be fond of working out to look good, and it made me an enemy of God. You know what I had to do to become a friend of God? Jesus tells us in John 14, keep my commandments. You have to obey my commandments because of what he's done to be a friend of God. So are you guys married?
No.
Okay, but if you were married, what happens when you get married? You lose your old life for this new partner. How many people would marry somebody and go, yeah, you can keep your old life, your old boyfriend's girlfriend, do whatever you want? No. Some swingers do that, but that's wicked. Most people would say, no, I want a partner one-on-one, me. God says he wants you one-on-one. If you live like the world, it's spiritual adultery. By that gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, you know, he died for you. He shed his blood. And the sin that you do nailed him to the stake. He died on a tree, cross. It nailed him there. And if we really love God, we forsake that sin worthiness. And we don't want to keep shaming him. We don't want to keep sinning. That's called mocking God. You want to walk in holiness. And the churches are lying. They are not telling the truth. America, you're talking about America? America is the fruit.
Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, you hear, I don't care where it's coming from. We hear so many lies from everywhere, all around, the media.
America is the fruit of 250 years of denominational Christianity. Catholic, evangelical, non-denom, Mormon, Mennonite, Anabaptist. We don't belong to any of those churches. You know what we belong to? Christ. He started one body. He gave us one word. He gives us one spirit. He says, come follow me and come out of the world. Will you do that?
You know, I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Check out our websites.
I agree with it, too.
Email me. Check out your websites. We'd love to help you go deep in the truth, sir.
I can't go that way with this.
Take that card, sir. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. The Lamb of God is so worthy to be lifted up in praise today. We're talking about biblical truth, not American churchianity. We're not talking about false Sunday believism, Saturday believism. We're not talking about Catholic, evangelical, non-denom. America's awash with false religion. Look at the fruit of America. Many, many years. 250 years of false churchianity. And look at the fruit of America. Wickedness and sin abounds in this corrupt nation. And it's set for the wrath of God that's coming. Do you know the wrath of God is coming? And how are you living? And how will you escape the wrath of God? Just believing will not help you escape the wrath of God, neighbor. Did you know that? Even the demons believe and tremble. Living your own life is not going to help you escape the wrath of God. When judgment falls, neighbor, what's going to separate you from the unbelievers? What's going to separate you from what God calls his people? If you live like the world, you're not his people. If you go to false church systems, you're not his people. If you practice the Catholic, evangelical, all the other false church ways, you're not his people. His people hear his voice. They follow him. They walk in his ways in spirit and truth.
Father, can you help the Jehovah's Witness here?
A Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
Jesus says he's God, sir. And your New World Translation takes that out.
He's the Son of God.
He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Exactly.
And then he said in John 8, before Abraham was, I am. That means he was. And the Jews picked up stones. Do you know why they picked up stones?
What's the only begotten Son, man?
Do you know why they picked up stones?
We're not here to do this. Let's go.
They picked up stones to stone him because that was blasphemy. Yeah, the Jehovah Witnesses are a cult. You have to repent and come out of that. You're going to lose your soul.
What's a cult?
What's it called? It's called the Jehovah Witness cult. It's going to lose your soul. It's invented by a man named Russell. It's invented by a man named Russell, and you can't find eternal life according to that. So we love you, neighbor. Turn and repent. Jehovah Witnesses, there will be no Jehovah Witnesses in the kingdom of God. There will be none in heaven. There'll be no Roman Catholics in heaven. There'll be no Baptists in heaven. There'll be no Mennonites in heaven. Only blood-bought holy saints are going to be in heaven on Judgment Day. They'll be separated out as His people, His sheep. But the world loves their own way. You don't want to be on the wrong side of the judgment of God. What a good, loving, merciful God. But wrath is coming. God is love, grace, and mercy. God is also wrath and judgment. Which one are you going to fall on? Which side are you going to fall on, neighbor? Wrath and judgment? Or do you get the mercy, grace, and goodness of God? Jesus is worthy to be lifted up and praised. His word does not go out void. He did not shed His blood in vain. Jesus does not shed His blood in vain. It does what it does. It either, the word and the spirit either draws people to Him or separates people from Him. Are you drawn to the word of God? If you're not drawn to the word of God, you have no hope, and you're actually, the Bible says, Satan is your father. God's people are drawn to the word, neighbor. Test yourself to the scriptures. Oh, Sister Amin, come here. I got to tell you something. We're just asking our neighbor to consider the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said, you must come out of the world, sir. You can't thumbs up Jesus as you live like the world. God's people come out of the world, sir. You haven't come out of the world. You have no hope. If you're willing to repent, change your mind, change your ways, neighbor. You have a hope of eternal life to come. But if you live like the world, you have no hope. If you live like the pattern of the church systems, you have no hope. If you follow Satan's kingdom, you have no hope. We want you to have hope and hope everlasting, life and life everlasting, joy and peace, goodness and truth. But there is a wrath to God, and judgment will fall. And we preach and show people how you can avoid the wrath of God. The churches are going to bring the wrath upon you. Living like the world is going to bring the wrath upon you. Following Satan's kingdom, this culture, sports, politics, entertainment, brings the wrath of God upon you. The Bible says, everything that the Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let's talk about that. Did God plant the American politics? No. Did God plant the American entertainment? No. Did God plant Netflix? No. Did God plant the NFL? No. Did God plant the American pride and vanity in their dress and their obsession with working out? No. Whatever the Father did not plant will be uprooted. You must be planted by Jesus, His word, His ways, and follow Him in righteousness. Follow Him according to His word. Or you have no hope. The culture is Satan's kingdom that's damning your soul. You can't follow this culture and claim you love God. What is the love of God? 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. In the book of 1 John, we get a lot of people that tell us, oh, I know God, I love God. But they live just like the world. If we walk in the light, that means follow the truth, we can be cleansed and have fellowship. You got to walk in the truth. You got to walk in the light. The light and the truth of God's word is not hard to understand if you're seeking in spirit and truth. But it is hard to understand if you do it in the flesh. It is hard to understand if you want your own life. But if you're willing to lose your life, where's your life going to end? It's just a vapor, neighbor. Your life's a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. What's going to become of you on Judgment Day? On Judgment Day, you're going to hear, "Away from me, I never knew you. Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." We don't want our neighbors to hear, "Away from me, I never knew you, workers of iniquity." You got to walk in Christ's ways. The Bible says, turn, forsake your sin. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know what is the perfect will of God. Don't be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Jesus is coming to judge America and the world. It's going to be a terrible, terrible day of the Lord. Tribulation is coming to America and the world. Satan's going to have his way. If you think COVID was a lockdown, wait until the Antichrist rises. He's coming. The system is being set up for him as we speak. He's bringing his minions. He's bringing his false leaders, false teachers. I believe the Roman Catholic Pope is going to be in unison with the Antichrist. Most churches are going to unite with him. And you're going to follow every false way, lest you sacrifice all to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood and made a way for you, young man. Test yourself. We love you. You got to turn from your sin. You can't walk in your sin and worldliness. You can't practice false religion. That's the Sunday church systems. Well, God doesn't need you to believe in him. God is still real. On Judgment Day, you will believe in him, sir, but it'll be too late. It'll be too late for you. You got to come to the knowledge. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then face judgment. You're going to face judgment. That's Roman Catholicism. It's going to cost you your soul.
I was told you got a different card. You're his brother.
We each have websites. We teach the same things, but I have a website. I've been at a lot many more years. Thousands and thousands and thousands of resources for free.
Well, I got to get back to work.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all's time.
Yeah, check it out. Email us. We'd love the Bible study with you. You got to come out of the world. This is the world. Yeah. The church systems are not telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm on a new spiritual journey right now myself. So.
Well, the spiritual journey has to lead through Christ, his word, and his ways. Otherwise, you're going to be put outside the kingdom one day. We don't want that.
And that's what I believe.
Yeah. So, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. God be praised. Lifting up the biblical gospel, lifting up the biblical Savior. Warning you about the wrath of God that's coming. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Jesus is coming. He's going to judge this place. He's going to judge the world. He's going to judge all unrighteousness. What will become of you on Judgment Day, neighbor? What will become of you as you live your own life, following Satan's system and the churches, following all of those false ways? Seek the kingdom of God. Test yourself, sir. Here, take mine. I have a website too with a lot more resources. I'm sorry? Yeah, here, test mine too, sir. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to encourage you in the Word of God. Test yourself to the Word of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today, Americans? Are you sowing to the flesh? Are you sowing to spirit and truth? Are you sowing to the world? Are you sowing to that which is corruptible? Are you sowing to that which is incorruptible? That means it lasts forever. It's eternal. It cannot fade away. Outside of that, you have no hope. Your life is but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. Your life is powder. Eternity is coming. Death is coming. Judgment is coming. But Christ made a narrow, eternal way. But you can't be of the world, sir, to get it, and thumbs up. You got to repent and come out of the world. You're going to lose your soul as a hypocrite, as a worldly person. James 4:4, you're an enemy of God as you love the things of the world. Don't love the things of the world. Don't be an enemy of God. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. People that are trees of God have holiness and righteousness as fruit. People that live after the pattern of the world, they have rotten fruit outside of the kingdom of God. You got to repent and be born again from above and enter the kingdom of God that way. And the fruit of it is righteousness, goodness, and truth. That's the Spirit and the Word of God saying that. Ephesians 5:9. Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. You're not obeying Christ as you live like the world. You're not obeying Christ walking in your flesh. You're not obeying Christ as you do all these false ways. Jesus is a good and glorious God, so merciful, so loving, so good, pure, and true. But you got to repent and come out and seek Him. Have you lost your life? This is a good question. If you haven't lost your life yet for Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Have you considered that? You have no hope of eternal life unless you've lost your life to seek it in Christ. Jesus warned about the broad road. He described hell more than He described heaven. I like to remind people of that. Jesus warned about the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Jesus warned about losing your soul and gaining the whole world, like Elon Musk is going to do unless he repents. Why would you lose your soul and lose your eternal soul to gain a few incorruptible things of the world, neighbor? That just makes absolutely no sense. God did not create you. Let's talk about creation. Maybe we'll do that on another audio.